Let's see, I could just hit that first. Interesting how those don't fully sync up. Hey there, Vince here from Circuit Rewind with another quick bug report for you. Today you might notice I'm in a little bit different scenery than usual. This is my home office where I actually do all my work. So behind me, I got a brand new monitor. It looks really freaking awesome, but it's a brand new monitor, which means it comes with all sorts of new problems too. Previously, I had a pair of 27-inch monitors. They were 2560 by 1440p monitors at 165 Hz. And what makes my setup a little bit different than most is that I'm actually driving two computers, not one. So I have my personal rig, which is for gaming, photo editing, video editing, like what I'm going to be editing this on here in a couple minutes. But then I have a second system. I have a work laptop for my day job. And I don't like using laptops for work. So what I ended up doing was purchasing a couple years ago the Level 1 Tech's dual monitor KVM because I had two monitors. And it's worked beautifully ever since. With just a couple of taps on the keyboard here, I can swap which computer is currently active and I don't have to worry about any cables or anything else. It just automatically works. Really cool, awesome, amazing product. One of the things I loved about the Level 1 Tech's KVM is that it's fully DisplayPort 1.4 compatible, which means it'll do really nice high bandwidth displays, such as this new one that I bought, which is DisplayPort 1.4. But that's where problems started to kick in. So what monitor do I have back here? This is the Samsung Odyssey G93SC. This is a 49-inch 5120 by 1440p monitor at 240 Hz with 10-bit color support. So really good color gamut, and it's an OLED panel. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is like amazing and beautiful to look at. But bandwidth is an issue, it turns out, and I started having issues with this almost immediately. If my main gaming rig here, my editing rig, if I plug that into the monitor directly, it works just fine. And I was getting full resolution, full bandwidth, full frame rates, everything. As soon as I tried routing it through the Level 1 Tech KVM, the display would drop out within 3 to 5 seconds. It would just go black, completely gone, whatever. If I drop the refresh rate down to 120 Hz from 240 Hz, it might last like a minute or two, and then it will just drop out and just completely disappear. Interestingly enough, my work laptop, which is Intel Integrated Graphics, has, with that one, I can run it 120 Hz at full resolution just fine. And honestly, I don't care if that's 240 Hz. I don't need that for Excel spreadsheets. But 120 Hz does at least make it nicer than 60 when, you know, moving the dragging windows around and, you know, scrolling web pages, stuff like that. So 120, that's plenty for that. But for my desktop, I'd like to have the full 240. So I fought with this for several days. I replaced every single cable in my setup, which is not easy because this here is actually a built-in desk into the wall, and the cables run literally inside of the desk with the way I have my setup. So having to take all of these drawers out and rerun the cables and getting new 8K certified cables, like I thought that would fix the problem, and it didn't. So what I ended up doing was getting this... So what I ended up doing after some research was what I ended up doing after some research was I purchased this Club 3D Active DisplayPort 1.4 repeater. This device is an, the reviews for this device mainly talked about people with VR headsets that run over DisplayPort. And because with VR setups, you're running longer cables, so their signal dropout is more common with VR headsets. And I'm like, okay, well, if this can drive VR headsets, which are, you know, high refresh rate displays, and it can handle those, you think about, you're running basically two screens on that high refresh rate. If this can handle that with 16-foot cables, my 6-foot run between my desktop and the KVM, you know, maybe that'll correct whatever issue that I'm having there. So I purchased it, it arrived, I plugged it in, and I mean, as you can see, I have a display behind me right now, and it's running at the full 240 hertz, 10 bits, you know, full resolution, powered from my main gaming rig, which has an RTX 3080 in it. So it works. The TLDR is just, it's almost $30 for one of these, the Club 3D one. I saw some from other brands. I haven't tested them. I can't vouch for them, but this one right here and all the cables I'm running too, based on recommendations I got from others, they're all Club 3D cables as well. So those are pushing the bandwidth and the signal just fine. One last point, I'll put up this little chart here. I don't want to get into too much of a description of it, but I'm just going to cut that. I'm not even going to get into technicals. Anyway, there you have it. I have a new beautiful display. I've converted over to single monitor. Using this little adapter, I can actually see the screen and actually have a screen. So that means I can now finally get back to photo editing, video editing. This will go out today. And then I have a large, large project I've been working on and a couple of the smaller ones that I've started recording that I'm gonna start pumping out because I don't work for the next week. So that means I have time to do video editing. Later.